The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome to you all. So, very lovely to get to be here with you all tonight. And we will start with a 30-minute meditation, and then there will be some time for I'll share some of the Buddha's teachings and some reflections about the practice. And hopefully, if there's time, we can have some discussion after that as well. So beginning with just allowing yourself to settle into a posture that feels comfortable and relaxed. And that supports a sense of wakefulness. And just recognizing, just noticing however it is to be sitting here right now. Recognizing the sensations of the body. Inviting a sense of settling and relaxing. Perhaps with each out-breath, allowing the body to relax just a little bit more. Noticing the state of mind that's present. Whether that's calm or agitated. Happy or unhappy. Just recognizing whatever's here in each moment. And inviting a sense of relaxing in the mind as well. Which includes allowing any activity of mind that isn't relaxed to just be as it is, just allow it to be known. Allowing for a relaxing around any tension that might be there in the body and in the mind. Just natural experiences arising and passing, coming and going. No need to try to hold on or control. But simply inclining the mind towards this supportive and skillful relationship of just knowing experience just as it is. Sensations of the body coming and going, changing every moment. Sounds arising, being known, passing away. Activity of the mind just arising due to causes and conditions. There's nobody there making that happen, just allowing it to arise and be known and pass away all on its own. All that is arising is just a process of nature. Can we take the stance of a naturalist? Just observing, curious about what this experience actually is, how it works, what is its nature? Not passing judgment, not controlling. Even when passing judgment or trying to control does arise, of course, this is just a natural habit of the mind. Can this too be something that we simply know, simply recognize? Just another arising in the mind, coming and going. No problem. And you can stay with the open field of attention, just allowing whatever is obvious in each moment to be what the mind is knowing or attending to, whether that's sensations of the body, sounds, thoughts, images in the mind, or moods. Just allowing it all to arise and pass in the space of awareness. Or if that leads to too much spaciness and disconnection, it can be helpful to use an anchor, whether that be the sensations of the breath, or the sensations of the body as a whole, sitting, or perhaps sounds coming and going. And just allowing this to be a tether, a touch point. Not trying to stay with that exclusively, but just staying in light contact with the anchor, as a support for recognizing the whole field of experience. Either way is skillful and just fine. Whatever is most supportive. And that may be different at different times. Whatever is being known, whatever you're aware of, recognizing the changing nature that from one moment to the next experiences constantly in flux. Constantly shifting between pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. And you may notice the various reactions or relationships to these changing pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral experiences. Often we see wanting to hold on when there's pleasant experience, wanting to get rid of when there's unpleasant experience, or not even really connecting when it's neutral. Doesn't grab the mind's interest oftentimes. Just including this field, this aspect of the activity of the mind, this wanting and not wanting, just allowing that to be included in the field of what we're knowing, in the field of what is simply arising, being known, and passing away all on its own. These are just the natural conditioned habits of mind playing out. Can we be interested in recognizing just this process? Something arising, being known, passing away, all on its own. Not looking for that, but just in each moment, can there be the remembering to recognize in each moment something is being known? Not trying hard to be aware. In fact, inclining the mind towards relaxation. And just remembering to keep in mind the noticing of the present moment experience. The meditating mind can be very simple, very relaxed, and yet clearly knowing, wide awake. Again, just inclining the mind towards relaxation. Not trying hard to know anything in particular. Just remembering to recognize that in each moment, something is being known. Some experience is happening. You may notice that that is changing moment to moment to moment. There can be a resting back into simply knowing changing experience. Letting it come, letting it go. As it always does, just all on its own. Allowing the mind to rest back in a simple knowing. And letting all things take their course. When the mind wanders off and loses awareness, as it inevitably will, as soon as you recognize that the mind has been lost in thought, there's already awareness. While you're lost in thought, you don't know you're lost in thought. As soon as you recognize it, there's awareness again. Something is being known. And we can appreciate the arising of awareness. When awareness arises again, we can ask ourselves, oh, awareness is here again. What difference does that make? Appreciating the benefit that awareness brings. Abiding at ease in the unentangled knowing of thoughts coming and going, perceptions coming and going, feelings coming and going, sounds, sights, body sensations. Just arising, being known for a moment, passing away, moment after moment. in the last minute of the sitting, take a moment to reflect on this practice period and to notice any times where there was a skillful relationship to experience. When was there some ease or some room around experience or less entanglement? And recall the orientation or the relationship to experience, perhaps the state of mind that underpinned that experience of ease or peace or simplicity. In this way, simply recognizing and appreciating those moments of understanding or wisdom or skillful ways of being. This naturally supports their growth. Thank you all for your practice.